What's up, everyone? It's the Lou Capetta Show with Jay Burke. I'm your host, Lou Capetta. That beat you just heard is by my man in Richmond, New Jersey, hip-hop recording artist and producer extraordinaire. Shout out to him. We're going to have him on the show, too, to talk about the stuff that he's done, people he's worked with, especially since he is the music behind the show. But this week, my guest is singer and actress Jennifer Lane Park. She is a working actress. She discusses how it is to be a working actress. And she's been on, she was in a movie with Richard Gere. She was on The Sopranos a few times. She talks about her relationship with working with some very famous actors. Frank Vincent, like I said, Richard Gere, James Gandolfini. We talk about her singing career with Ink and Dagger, and how she helped me behind the scenes with advice and as far as rebranding the show. And I got to give her credit for that, because everything she said was right. So as always, you can find us on iTunes, Spreaker.com, Stitcher, and Google Play. Keep checking the show out. Keep showing us love. Also, check out LucaPettaShow.com. You can find us on Twitter. We're all over the place. We're growing pretty big. And I hope you enjoy this week's show. Peace. What's up? It's the Lou Capetta Show. Welcome, once again, the newly branded Lou Capetta Show. I'm your host, Lou Capetta. The show is named after me. I'm just a regular guy from Jersey who likes to talk to interesting people from all walks of life. Today, I am lucky enough to have a guest. She is a singer and an actress. She's worked with a lot of famous people. She's also, and I'll explain later, a major contributor to this show in a big way. She helped me out big time. She is Jennifer Lane Park. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you for having me on the show, Lou Capetta. <I'm
happy. laughs> I like how you like to say my full name. Although I gotta be honest with you. It makes me feel like when I used to be in trouble with my mom, because she would she calls me the full thing, though. She's the Louis Capetta, you know. So
yeah, that's how you know you're in big trouble.
Yeah, and she, it don't matter how old you are, she still does it. So yeah, man, this is big. This is real big. I was looking. You're a big hip hop fan too, right?
Oh yeah, huge.
Oh okay, okay, good. Me too. Because we'll talk some hip hop today. Because I got teenagers.
Well, it's just Rakim's birthday. His birthday, so we
that's
have
right.
to I'm posted about birthday that. Him.
Rakim, the god. Yeah, man. Oh man.
Exactly.
Oh man. So you are. I mean, I've seen you do. You do a lot of. You have a pretty substantial resume. I mean, you've done a lot of work. Worked with a lot of different actors and stuff. What goes about that, like, being a working actor? I mean, because that's got to be number one, interesting.
You know what goes into it? A lot of not working, a lot of looking for work. A lot of wondering if I'm ever going to work again.
it should be called looking for work actor.
I would not trade it for the world. But that's what actually they say an actor's job is, getting more work. That's always really? What we're doing. You know, because there's really no such thing as job security.
In
this field. So
that's how'd you get involved? Is acting your first love? Because I see you do a lot of other things. Actually, I heard some of your singing too. I was not that I didn't assume that you had a nice voice. I was kind of blown away at how, like, you have a powerful voice, a powerful singing voice.
Thank you.
It's
thank you very much. I appreciate that. Thank you for listening. Nightmares make me crazy for your kiss. Always dreaming of the apocalypse. Nightmares make me crazy for your kiss. Tortured summons on your sorry lips.
really, because like you, I don't. It just I've heard your regular. I've seen some videos with you and stuff like that, interviews and things, and I was really blown away by your singing voice. I'm surprised that was that not your first love, because you're very good at it.
Oh, thank you. No, that was my first love. It definitely was. It was the music. That was what I got started in. It was music, but and I did. I had a band called Ink and Dagger that is. Mm-hmm. They're kind of like a cult classic band, I guess you would call it, like a mm-hmm. you know, like a cult rock group or whatever. And we were all, you know, independent and everything like that. And you know, we had like three albums that came out. They went around the world and everything like that. And we had three songs on a Microsoft game called Ant. excuse me, for Xbox. But what happened, you know, is just with, after, you know, leaving the band or whatever, the music industry just was a little too much for me. And I just definitely. And quite frankly, it's just easier to get paid up front as an actress than as a singer. You know, it's just easier.
Really?
It's less work. I mean,
I'm all about less work. Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, I know it sounds bad, like, but you know, it's like it should be like some art, but no, I mean, you know what? I still love, like, the music is still my favorite thing to do, but quite frankly, once you get your union card and everything, it's just easier to get paid. So it's less work, honestly. It's, you know, because when you're a singer, to keep your voice in good shape and everything, you know, you have to. I mean, you can't like the guys who play like the bass and the drummer, like they can party all night. And it's like no problem because you know, if you pop a guitar string, you know, you just buy a new one. But you pop your voice, you're screwed. You know?
Yeah. They're all out partying and you're drinking chamomile tea.
Exactly. Women, like, you know, men can be harder on their voices than, I mean, sorry, but for the most part, they can be harder because your voices are actually, like, stronger. I can't really explain it right now, but that's basically what it is. So basically what happened was after this last music manager I had, who was just like, I said, you know what, I'm done with this. And I came back to New York City and, you know, within like a year I had my union cards and I was working on a soap opera called One Life to Live. Mm-hmm. And one thing just led to another, you know, and actually it was great. it was actually great.
How long ago did you start One Life to Live? How long have you been acting now? You've been acting for a while.
Well, you know, I've been acting, you know, I mean, for long enough, you know. I mean, One Life to Live, that was like 2004, I think, I started doing that. So, you know, and I was on that for 6 years, so.
Okay. That's, and you worked with some, obviously, that's, is that, I mean, I'm not up on the daytime soaps, but is that still on?
Oh, really?
I have a job. No, I wish I could be up on him. I'd have a job, because I soap operas, I'll tell you, like, when you watch one episode, you do get addicted. They're like television crack. They really are, because, like, you could talk shit about soap operas or whatever, but if you watch an episode, then, like, you're at least, like, thinking about it the next day. If you got time off or you're sick from school or something, you know what I mean? I used to be sick from school, and my babysitter, she was my aunt, she watched General Hospital. I hated that shit.
Yes, exactly.
But I found myself, like, really, like, fronting. Like, I wasn't watching, but I was kind of like, yo, what's going to happen here? You know what I mean? Like,
they get you.
Yeah, they do.
I know, they get you.
Shit. That's fucking. That's
so funny that you mentioned General Hospital because, yeah, that's the same network, ABC, and mm-hmm. It used to be All My Children, then One Life to Live, then General Hospital. And, you know, General Hospital is the only one that's still on.
I'll tell you what, though, I'll take a soap opera over some Kardashians any day of the week.
First of all, I'm going to say, because you know what? It employs a lot more people and are getting union pay rates. You know what I mean? And
we're all about the union. We're all about unions here. My day job, I'm a member of a construction union out of New York City. So shout out to all union members. My father's a union member, my parents, everybody. Union strong.
So yes, that's the AFL-CIO.
That's it. Yeah, the
team. I'm all about it. Like, you know what? That's what a lot of people, they really don't get how bad reality TV, what it's done to the arts industry as far, you know, just as far as people, because, you know, they only think about stars, you know what I mean? But it's a whole, you know, there's a whole lot of people who are just like regular people, you know, they make the sets and, you know, do all, I don't know, everything behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. And that's how they, you know, feed their families and everything. And a reality TV came in and just like, it really screwed things up for a lot of people. You know, you have people working at, you know, well, you know what it means to work as a scab, because there was no union work.
Yeah.
And you know, that's why I can't really mess with these reality TV shows, just because, you know, I'm all for union work.
That's and right.
Union, you know, union artists. Yeah.
Not to mention that before reality TV, you used to have some talent to be famous. Now you can just be famous. you don't even need talent. Shit. You don't need talent to do much of anything anymore, man. Like,
not really.
You could be a guy sitting in front of his computer with a podcast. You know what I mean?
I don't know. Sometimes it looks easier than it really is, but you know, they're doing something right. You know what I mean?
I
can't knock anybody's hustle, but still, it's, you know, I mean, it took a long time for artists to be able to make any kind of living, mm-hmm. and it's only been like in the last 100 years you've been able to do that. So, you know, I'm kind of for that. You know.
So you spent some time on daytime TV. You done some movies. You work with some pretty pretty big time actors. Pretty really really good actors. I mean, I was trying to get you on the show, like we were discussing. I mean, you threw out some names out there. Like, I guess it was because when we were talking about my name, because you threw out all Italian guys pretty much. But hey, you know, I love my Italian.
Talk about gangster movies.
That's right.
I mean, you want to talk about on the show?
Yeah, you worked with Frank Vincent.
My favorite out of all the gangster guys is the boss. James Gandolfini.
I was going to get to him. I love him.
Like, he is the greatest one. God rest his soul. I think about him all the time. Really? You know, I'm still sad that he died. Cause you know, I thought we would get another chance to work together again. But,
did you work with him on Sopranos?
But, you know, yeah, I was on The Sopranos 3 times, and I was trying to get on The Sopranos. I think it took me, how many years did it take me to get on that show? I think it took me 5 or 6 years, but I finally got on. And once I got on, I was not leaving.
Your character's dead. You're still showing up to the set every day.
Yeah, exactly.
What's up?
No, I was so happy though because. Because I had wanted to get, every time something came up that I was right for, I asked my manager or my agent or whatever to submit me, and, you know, they never called me. I could never get on. And then finally one day they called me and they asked me to come on. I was so happy. And so, you know, obviously I'm in the scene and with James Gandolfini or whatever, I just started talking to him.
Right.
And we just started talking, and he was like, just like the coolest guy. He was so nice, but it was so weird. It was so weird because,
like,
you know,
surreal.
What was weird about it was that, you know, he's this really nice man, and he's smiling, and he's really listening to me and nodding and stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, but wait a second, that's the same face you make before you kill people.
But he didn't whack it.
But he was. Yeah. No, but it wasn't anything like that, though. He was so nice, like, just such a gentleman. And, he, you know, he's asking about my mother and stuff like that and whatever. And so, you know, I was so happy. And then to make things even better, like a year later, they called me to come back. And you know, I didn't think he was going to remember me because, you know, it was like one day. And so, you know, he's Tony Soprano, you know, he's James Gandolfini. It was like the biggest show in TV at that time. Yep. And as soon as he saw me, he goes, "Hey, Philly, how's your mother doing?"
Because
he knew that I'm from Philly, so he called me Philly.
Shout out.
"Hey, Philly, how's your mother doing?" It was so cute. I call my mom in between takes. I'm like, "Mom," I'm like, "guess who's asking about you?" She's like, "Who?" I go, "Tony Soprano." It was just awesome. It was just awesome. And then I got to actually work on the last season too.
Mm.
And it was so cool. No, it was so cool because you know what? Speaking of soap operas, Vinnie Pastore was actually back for this episode on the last
episode. Oh, that's right. And, yeah.
Right.
For those that don't know, he played Big Pussy.
Big Pussy.
Right.
Yeah, so Big Pussy. So that was Tony Soprano, and it was so funny because the first two times I had been on, I had played a waitress, and now this time I'm the hostess. So James comes up to me. He's with Vincent Pastore. He's like, "Hey, how you been, Philly?" I was like, last time I saw you, I was a waitress, and now I'm the hostess, so I got a promotion. And they just thought that was, like, so funny. They were just laughing. And it was just, you know, it was just really nice. You know, it was really nice, like, you know, to, you know, be there. And it was also funny, though, too, because Vinnie Pastore, actually, he was actually on One Life to Live, too. He had been on One Life to Live playing, I think he played a detective on One Life to Live. I think he played a Fed or something.
Huh, I never knew that. Wow. He died obviously before Sopranos.
No, it was after Sopranos. That was
really?
After. Yes, really.
Wow. That's you know, I mean I'm from North Jersey, if you can't tell by the accent. I get that all the time. But yeah, I'm from North Jersey. So like if you're from North Jersey, that was like you mandatory had to watch that show. Cause like, you know, you see that every day where they film it in the beginning, you're like, "Oh, I know that place. Oh, I've been there." You know what I mean? Like, but it's, that's one of my favorite shows. That might be my favorite show of all time. Maybe Breaking Bad was pretty close to, but I think like the whole Jersey thing. And I love James Gandolfini. I love Frank Vincent. Those two guys I think are phenomenal. Frank Vincent was in that. He was in that last season a lot because that was
the. I was about to say the second episode I was on. It was you know, it was like where Frank Vincent where his like, you know, his godson or whatever gets christened or whatever, and they're all at the restaurant or whatever.
Yep.
And you know what, they, because I'm like the waitress or whatever, I've been carrying this freaking, they had me carrying an entire dead baby cow. I mean, I'm not joking, man. And the plate was like 70 pounds. And like, you know, the cow is like, you know, it was so heavy. It was, and it was all bloody and juicy and stuff.
Oh,
and it was not
crazy.
A joke, okay? And they had me doing this cross, and like right when he's crossing, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, if I'm really the waitress here, I know damn well that is the head of the mob right there. I know it.
Right,
obviously,
right.
I know who he is. It's not like I'm stupid, and I definitely would not want to like accidentally bump into him.
With 70 pounds of dead cow.
No, I really wouldn't. And they were like, but you know, because you know, like he's like kind of intimidating even in real life. And and they were like, "Jennifer, why?" The in between takes, they're like, "Jennifer," the director's like, why are you holding back?" And I was like, "Because," and I said what I just said to you. And he goes, no. He's like, "You don't care. You have to get this." But yeah, I said, okay. But no, that was awesome, though. I mean, it was so awesome, you know. It really was.
Did,
it's like, because they also think that, listen, you know what, I'm an actress, and, you know, I love going out to eat, and I always tip really well and everything, because, you know, supposed to do that, but I've never been a waitress before in my life. They think all actors and actresses have been waitresses.
Right. Yeah.
Everybody's. That's the joke. So, "Oh, you're an actor. What restaurant?" Like, yeah, I've never done that.
Right. So, yeah, everybody goes out to LA.
What the fuck I'm doing? I don't know what I'm doing. But, you know, but luckily I was able to. Oh, and then, you know what? And then when James Gandolfini saw me holding that big ass plate with the dead cow, he goes, hey, he got so mad that they had me hold it. And he got somebody to hold it for me in between every take. So that was really nice.
Oh, you were holding it between takes and everything?
Oh, yeah. Oh. I was like, what do you want me to do?
Shit, man.
Yo, I'm just trying to do my job.
See, nobody.
He took care of it.
Nobody out there. I better never hear anybody say that union workers are lazy. He's holding a dead cow between takes.
I know, exactly. I definitely earned my money. But I was I'm just happy to be there. happy to be there.
When you're you're on a show, by the time you got on the show, it was already a well-known show, you know, lots of accolades, that very, very, like you said, like actors are so good, maybe even a little intimidating. Were you trying to pick their brains and just try to take whatever you could, or were you,
You know what? No, I'm not trying to pick anybody's brain. I'm trying to do my job. That's what I'm there to do. I'm there to do my job. And you know what? But yeah, but like you said, I mean, where are you going to learn more than actually by doing it? You can't learn any more than by doing it. I mean, it's like an experience that you can't, you can't pay for it. You get paid for it, but you can't pay for it.
Right.
You can either do it or you can't, and you'll find out real quick. They're not going to pay you.
Right.
They'll send you home like that. Okay. They will say goodbye.
So do you?
You know, I'm just happy to be there.
As an actress and musician and stuff. Do you find because I've talked to other I've talked to a few other musicians and I even know a few a few personally and stuff, but they seem to listen to music differently, you know what I mean? Like more like
analytically. Oh, we definitely do. They say it affects our brains differently somehow.
Really? So do you find that with acting too? Do you do that with music and that? Like if you're watching a movie, are you just watching a movie? Are you also in your mind dissecting the
scenes definitely.
And what the actor's doing and picking up on the little nuances?
Yes, absolutely.
Wow, that's I can't even. Yeah, you can never fall asleep watching a movie then.
I definitely can. My favorite movie to fall asleep to is The Godfather or The Godfather 2.
those are good ones. Those are good ones. Although if you're gonna pick a Godfather to fall asleep to, it probably should be 3.
No. Godfather 1, Godfather 2.
Godfather 2.
You know what? I actually like the guy. You know what? The Godfather 3 gets a lot of grief, and
I've said that too.
Let me say something. Yes. You know what I love about that movie though? There's a really deep story in there because it's deep that Anthony Corleone, he's there begging the Vatican has done so many crimes, and the Vatican is more gangster than the Corleone family ever could be. So I kind of thought it was kind of deep message in there about that.
Yeah. See, that's funny because in my opinion, it is not as good as the first two. But I thought it was still good. You're comparing it to the.
It's a good movie. I'm not going to say no to watching it.
Right. The first two, you're talking about maybe the two best movies of all time. You know what I mean? It's not fair. And I do like how, obviously, at the end, a lot of that movie is, Pacino's out and he's doing well and he's doing all this stuff. And then in the end, it just goes to show you don't ever really leave that life. It catches up to you, so.
No, you really can't. I mean, honestly, it is the truth. Is that that gangster lifestyle? It's always going to either end you dead or in prison. That's the truth. You know. Or if you do somehow survive and you don't get killed, you don't get killed or you don't end up in prison, whatever you have left of a life is like nothing worth living anyway.
Yeah. I mean, on the lam or some shit. It's no good.
Yeah. Yeah. Or you don't, and anybody you loved or cared about is dead and gone and, or they don't want, you can't be around them because they will be dead and gone.
or you end up like Tony Soprano and nobody ever knows what happened to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's all, crazy.
What's your
it happens take, every day.
Speaking of Sopranos, since I'm thinking about it now, what is your take on that last episode? What do you think happened? Screen goes to black.
I don't know. Maybe he just had a heart attack.
Yeah, I always wondered. I just thought it's funny because I remember watching it.
No matter what the ending was, nobody would have been happy with it. So it's better to have it be a question.
That's true. I'll never forget that. I was watching it and I thought my power went out. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, what the fuck? I was like, I was just about to see something happen. I really did. I thought my power went out. I ran out. I was watching in my bedroom. I ran out in my living room. Lights are all on and shit. I'm like, oh, man. So then I didn't know what the fuck happened. Then I heard they were talking about it the next day on the radio and stuff, and I felt now I look back on it and I like you said, I nobody would be happy with it. I think it worked, but it took a while for me to feel that way. But what do I know? I mean, who am I to tell them what to do? You know what I mean?
Also speaking of like union stuff and everything, I mean, how awesome was it that James Gandolfini we're talking, there's a lot of talk in the media right now about, income disparities and blah, 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 and all this kind of stuff.
Yep.
And, talk about somebody who, James Gandolfini, he was definitely the boss of that show, and obviously getting paid the most. And I forget what seasons it was that he actually, he held out until all his, castmates got raises.
That's right. I forgot. I remember that now. I forgot about that.
It wasn't necessarily about a male or female thing. It was just about we're a team here. This is what we're doing. So we thought I'd be getting paid the same.
Man, that's I forgot about that. That's dope, man.
I mean, that's dope.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people would do that. So, if he had the power to do that, though.
Fucking damn.
Real boss.
Yeah, that's a boss move, man. That's damn, man. I can't, man.
I miss him. They don't make a lot of people like him.
I never even met him, and I miss him, man. Just a good fucking actor, man. He was really you could just see it. Like even like an untrained eye like me, you could just that guy. He was something special, man. Like you could really tell. Like you said, when people really got it, he was an artist, real artist, man. And you could tell that the people watching could tell that easily.
Yeah.
So, that's your TV. You've done some movies too, right?
Oh yeah, I've done a lot of stuff.
What do you find you like more of that, being on a TV show, movie?
I like everything that pays.
Well, Who can argue?
That's
with
real.
That? Yeah, that's we keep it real around here. So that is the realest answer that anybody can give. That's really dope. I mean, shit, man. Like somebody wanted to pay me to be on fucking TV, I'd do just about anything. I'd fucking dance around a Dairy Queen outfit. I don't care. Maybe not that. Maybe I wouldn't do that.
I know what you mean. I mean, that pays really good too. I mean,
commercials and shit. You don't commercial all that. You just.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like I love doing commercials. That's what I've been doing most of lately. Like, because people are always like, "Oh, do you have more movies coming out?" And like, I wish I had something exciting to tell you about right now, but I don't. But you know what? I'm happy because, like I was telling somebody else, doing these national commercials and stuff is like the best legal hustle money ever.
Really?
Like you work for one day and you can get paid like you worked for like 3 years. So it's awesome.
Get out of here! Really.
Yeah, shit. I would not joke around about it.
That's crazy.
You know, so I know, but you know, it's like, I know they always say it's, oh, it's like winning the lottery, but you know, but it's better.
Damn. That's wow. You know? That's a, yeah, that's, oh, man, that's, I never realized that. That blows my mind. That's.
If you're in the union.
Yeah.
If you're in the union.
Yeah. If you're not in the union, you're getting paid like a Walmart cart gatherer.
I know a lot of people that have, like, you know, you, if you're smart, what's what you're going to do is that when you get that national commercial or whatever that gets on heavy rotation, you take that money, because you can make, like, you know, easily, you can be like, you know, not somebody that's necessarily known or whatever, but you can still make like easily a high six figures from that. And then turn that into, like, you know, like a laundromat or a car wash or something. And then you got, you know, you've got a good revenue stream from that.
Or so a tiger.
That's always what the goal is.
Or you could just blow it and buy, like, yourself a tiger.
I would do a bunch of coke or something like that, that's why I can't do anything
because I would in my head I'd be like, yeah, I'm gonna do this, and then I would go out and I'd then, like, the next time you saw me, I'd
blow
be
it all,
like,
do a coke off. I'd go to rehab.
The next time you saw me, I'd be dressed like Kanye riding a llama. You know what I mean? Like, oh man. Yeah, no.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah, but see, that's no good. I can't be trusted with money like that. I gotta have just enough money where I gotta decide if I want to buy that or I want to eat for the week. I usually make the right decision. Anything more than that, I'll make a. I'm kidding.
But maybe you just need to live a little and get it out of your system.
That's it. That's it, man. So, all right. So you
you just need to have a lost weekend with your rock star friends. That's all.
Yeah,
what happened?
My rock star friends. I haven't had a weekend like that in a long time. I got grown kids and everything. I'm like, my kids were talking. You know, I saw something about, like, Netflix and chill. I didn't even know what that meant. And then, like, my kids told me, yeah, that's how out of it I was. And then my kids,
get kids these days.
Yeah, exactly. See, I didn't know anything about that. I'm like, that's a Netflix and chillers? I was like, well, I guess I'd do Netflix and fall asleep halfway through the movie. That's where I'm at. You know? But for real. And the funny thing is, like, I grew up a big hip-hop fan. So I was always down to slang. I always knew, like, the music and everything else like that. So I'm gonna date myself here. Like, I'm actually next week I'm turning 40 years old, and I had kids.
Wow, happy birthday, Lou.
Thank you very much. I had kids, my oldest daughter just turned 21 this weekend, and
oh, happy birthday to her.
Oh, thank you. Caitlin, shout out, happy birthday.
Hey Caitlin, happy birthday.
So, thank you, by the way. But yeah, so, like, I wasn't cool, but I thought I was cool. Like, I knew what was going on. I knew the music, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was all right. And then I can't put my finger on when it happened, but all of a sudden, like, everything, like, it feels like I woke up one day and everything changed. Like, I don't know the rappers no more. I don't know what they're talking about. Like, it sounds like some of these rappers, is how I listen to them, and it sounds like I'm listening to, I might as well be listening to Rosetta Stone teach me Chinese. It's crazy. I'm like, oh man. And then all of a sudden, yeah, it's, I don't know, man. You still seem pretty cool. Like, you're a hip hop fan. You've been a hip hop fan for a while. I mean, I know this.
I grew up on that. So yeah, right. Definitely. I still, I always will be.
So there you go. So what do you think of the hip hop nowadays?
Well, you know, there's still a lot of good music being made if you know where to look for it. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm not really feeling like this. I don't know you know, Xanax aesthetic that's going on.
Right. Little Xan.
Just like everything, you know, and I'm just not feeling it. You know what I mean? Like these these freaking corny dudes, like, you know, I'm not feeling them at all. But yeah, there's still a lot of good music being made. You know what I mean? It's just you just have to know where to look for it, I think.
Who's who's your favorite MC right now?
I don't even know. Like, man, probably, I mean, I don't know. It's really hard to say. You know, I really couldn't tell. You mean like, do you mean that's out right now or like of all time?
I mean, yeah, we'll do both. Who's your favorite? You got, who's your favorite of all time? You got a favorite?
Well, I would say probably like my top four of all time would be Snoop, Ghostface Killah, Big Daddy Kane, and Rakim.
Yo, I love you, man. Like, you, yo.
I love you too.
Big Daddy Kane, yo. So many people.
Yeah, he follows me on Twitter. Like, how awesome is that?
Yo, get out of here. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yo, man.
Yeah, I'm dead serious.
Yeah.
I'm dead serious. I'm so happy too because you know, I got good stories for all these, for almost all of them. Ghostface, I met when I was first starting out in acting. I actually danced for him and Outkast on MTV.
Oh, shit. I love Ghost. I love Ghost. They're one of the most underrated rappers.
Oh, I know. And guess what? He was so cool. And you know what? He was just as cool as, like, you will hope that he would be.
Really?
And so I was so happy about that. And you know what's so awesome? Yo, Eric B. actually follows my mom on Twitter.
Get out of here.
How funny is that? Yes, Eric he follows my mom.
And, wow, that's dope.
Snoop, I met Snoop at 30 Rockefeller Center one day when he was on, what was he called? The Carson Daly Show. But anyway, he actually signed a rolling paper for me. I was like, Snoop, I was like, will you sign this for me? He goes, oh, baby girl, you pulled out the zigzags. Yeah, I'll sign this.
Are you serious?
And, you know, I still have that rolling paper, like, framed and everything, you know. I mean, like, maybe one day I'll smoke it, but I doubt it.
Nah, you can't smoke that.
Well, I mean, if it's like, if the apocalypse comes and this is the only, you know, I don't know, I'll use it then, but, you know, until then, no, I'm not going to.
Man, that's dope, man. I gotta tell you, yo, listen, so I had this, I actually had this conversation, because I feel like Kane gets overlooked sometimes. Kane, Big Daddy Kane,
is my man.
No, you know, he changed my life.
Everybody's lives, exactly. Thank you.
He is the reason I started listening to hip hop. A friend of mine put me on Long Live the Kane, and I heard it, and then I saw him. And I was like, yo, I want to be that guy, man. I was like,
yes.
He's looking fly. He got himself a nice suit. He got bling all over the place. He never took a picture with her. He always had a nice looking lady with him, a nice car.
Yeah,
I was
exactly.
like, that, I want to be that guy. And his and his rhymes were dope, man. His rhymes were dope.
Always. And they are, like, you know what's crazy? What I love about him is that anytime I hear him, like, you know, even when I'm out and about, like, you know, it's like as soon as he comes on, I start listening. You know what? Because he's that good. Like, he is, like, one of the greatest of all time, you know? So I think sometimes, like, maybe because when you are that great, it's like you're on another level that maybe sometimes people do overlook it. But I think anybody that really knows. I mean, you know, come on.
Yeah.
Big Daddy Kane.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. I can't believe he follows you. Man, you put a good word in for him.
I know. I couldn't believe it either. I was like, this is something that I love about Twitter is like, wow, like I would never thought I would get a chance to talk to, you know, Big Daddy Kane.
Yeah, shit, man. Yeah. Kane, he's a man. I love Kane. I love Jay-Z too. I was a big Jay-Z fan back in the day. You know, I still like him.
Yeah, well, you know.
But Reasonable Doubt was my shit. All that stuff. Like, that's what I told my kids because my 18-year-old son is big into hip hop, and I'm lucky he hasn't listened to me anything I say, but he has listened to me. I schooled him right when it comes to hip hop, and I told him that. I said, when I was coming up, he was having an argument with his friends the other day about Nas being better than Kendrick Lamar, and he was like, man, I told him, I'm like, when I was coming up, man, you used to go to the record store, and if you would have to actually, like, make hard decisions on what to buy, because everything that came out was fucking dope, man. Like, everything. And now, I don't know. I don't know if it's just me getting old, and I'm just old, and I'm like, get off my lawn, kids. You know what I mean? Like, that dude. But, you know what I mean? Like, get off my Hot 97. Old, angry. Yeah. Get off, or represent from Philly. Get off my Power 99. You know what I mean? Like, if Power 99 is still on down there? It's still on?
Oh, yeah. Power 99 is still on in Philly. Yeah, definitely.
There you go.
Yeah. Shout out to Cosmic Kev.
I know my Philly a little bit. Mitchell and Ness, I go there a lot. I love that store.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yep. Okay. Yep. See you.
Yep. Man, y'all. So you have interacted with like two of my favorite people of all time, like James Gandolfini and Big Daddy Kane.
Okay, so I rule basically.
You do, man. I thought like that I'd be the only person like in the world that would ever like love that, but like I found another one. We start a club. Shit, man, that's dope. That is dope, man. So are you making? Oh, you know what I want to ask you, because I seen in your Twitter bio, and I wanted to ask this because I wasn't sure if I was reading this right. So you won a winner best actor in the 2012 Philly Hip Hop Awards.
Yes, I did. I were the winner. That. That really meant a lot to me, because you know what it was is that I actually like went to because anybody could vote, so I went and I was there actually able to ask like people who I idolized and looked up to in hip hop to vote for me, and they actually did, and I won.
So what was it for? Were you in a video?
It was just for overall, you know. So it's overall for the best
actor. Oh shit! Just damn, that's dope, man. So that was
yeah, it was dope. Eric B voted for me. Like that meant so much, because you understand. Shit, like I loved Eric B and Rakim growing up. And do you know what? Like I remember I ran home from school one day or whatever, and I told my dad, I was like, Dad, when I grow up, I want to be a rapper. Like I'm Eric B, Rakim. And my dad goes. My dad goes, okay, kid, he goes, but you need some more sun. That's what my dad said.
That's funny.
No, my dad is the man, though. I got to tell you, like, you know, I was thinking about how cool it was, because, you know, remember that, Sam Goody and, like, Public Enemy? Like, they wouldn't sell a 10-year-old girl a copy of It Takes a Nation or whatever to me. They wouldn't sell it to me because, you know, I had the... Al Gore's wife, he made everybody put those, you know, explicit lyrics or whatever on the front of the cover or whatever. So I remember my dad standing in line to buy Public Enemy.
That's funny. Yeah, my mom had to buy Wu-Tang Clan 36 Chambers for me. And I was like,
that's so awesome.
Yeah, I was like 16 or 17 at the time too when it came out, if I remember. But I was in the mall with her, and I guess I don't know, she's giving me some money for something, and I was trying to buy the tape. They wouldn't let me buy it, because back then I was real young, because I had to have my mom come in, and my mom was looking at it like, what the fuck is this? Like, she's like, you know how they all look on the front cover, no faces and stuff. She's like, Wu-Tang Clan, is this like she thought like I was like buying like a kung fu movie or something. She had a real look of disappointment on her face when she fucking looked at that thing that she had to buy. She was just like, yep, okay. So yeah, I mean, I thought I was rapping for a while. Oh, thank you. I like to think so. You know what I mean? I like to think so. I actually just helped my mom this weekend anyway, so shout out to her. I'm sure she thinks
that's your mom.
That's right. Mom Dukes. But you know what? Fucking Eric B don't follow my mom on Twitter. Actually, my mom doesn't even have Twitter.
What? Guess what? My mom only started a Twitter so that she could say hi to Ghostface.
Oh, that's funny, man.
No, that is the truth. That is the truth, because I said something to Ghostface and I follow each other too, and I said something about, said something to him about my mom, and he goes like, "Oh, your mom." And so my mom started a Twitter just so she could say hi, so that she could tell Ghostface that she did know who he was.
Oh man, you know what though? Actually, my mom liked Big Daddy.
All the rappers
Kane.
Love my mom though.
Really? That's awesome, man.
Yeah, because she's so cute.
Oh, yeah, yo, that's see, if I'd have known that, man, you think we would have had your mom come on the show too?
I know, right?
Shit. That's funny, man. My mom liked Big Daddy Kane, actually. When I was real young, she used to be on some real strict shit with me. So I used to have to sneak like tapes, but I guess like my mom found my Big Daddy Kane tape, and it just so happened. I think it was on It's a Big Daddy Thing, which is my favorite one by him, by the way. And it just so happened to be on the song like Young, Gifted, and Black. And it's a very positive song. I don't know if you remember it, but
yeah, of course I do.
Yeah, and my mom was so impressed. She's like, he's so positive and well spoken, and she was so happy. And I was like, yeah, mom. There's also a song they call "Pimpin' Ain't Easy" on here. No, I didn't tell her that, but I was like, yeah, mom. That's why, you know, I'm just all about positivity. You know what I mean?
So, exactly.
Yeah.
Hey,
so, fooled her.
Pimpin' ain't easy, though. That's
Yeah, it's not easy. It's not worth it either. Like, seems like too much work. You know? Right? I mean,
you may as well just get a union job, right?
Yeah, exactly. You don't get no
pimping union.
Yeah, you don't get no coffee breaks, no lunch break, no paid holidays. You know what I mean? You gotta chase your money around. It ain't worth it. It ain't worth it. And first of all, honestly,
you know, it's not for. Let's just put it like this: it's not for everybody. You
that's
know,
right.
Everything ain't for everybody. So
that's true. That's true. Like they wouldn't. I wouldn't have made it on Sopranos. I would have just been standing there staring at all these famous actors. Like, holy shit!
No, you would have been over in craft services eating all the good food.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh,
no, because let me tell you, the food on that set. Forget about it. That's my life.
Oh
best
my
food
god!
I ever
I
had
bet.
In my life.
Yep. Oh man. Yeah, man.
I wish I could go back right now. No, I'm kind of hungry. I wish I had some pasta.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's shit, man. Wow. What do you do? What do you do? You're not doing the music anymore, right? Are you still dabbling it?
I'm always up to do music. You know what I mean? I'm just not, you know, you know, right. It just depends on what it is and who it's with.
Yeah. You know what? I thought I was a rapper for a little while. I made a CD back in the day. Maybe I'll let you review it and you can tell me. I was a lot younger.
Don't ask me unless you want to know what I really think. So.
Yeah, no, I like that. Yeah, I do. Yeah, you have no problem with that. But I appreciate that, though. But I actually did back in MySpace days, believe it or not, I actually did. I won a contest for Reebok. I wrote a song. I wrote a commercial. Yeah, I never did nothing with it, but me and my partner Mike.
No, but that's like, I mean, that says something though, right there. So congratulations.
Well, thanks. Yeah, I always forget about that because I won like a bunch of like an iMac and some money, like $1,500 and shit like that. But
nice.
it was like 5,000.
That's more than
people
most
had.
Rappers ever get.
Yeah, that's true. Holy shit! I never even thought of that. That's right.
Yeah, so, the truth.
No, maybe I'll make a comeback.
Hey, don't call it a comeback.
Don't call it a comeback. I fall asleep during Netflix. But yeah. Yeah.
I read Netflix and sleeping too.
Yeah. I wouldn't even be able to go on like a late night talk show because I'm like asleep by 10 o'clock every night. Like if Jimmy Fallon asked me to come on,
no, but
I'd be like,
that's okay though. They record them earlier in the day.
Oh, perfect. That's perfect.
Exactly.
Fucking
my old
ass.
Be fine.
That's right. I go tape it. My old ass would be home in time to watch Matlock and fall asleep.
Yeah, exactly.
So
So how did you find out what Netflix and chill meant? That's what I want to know.
I think I said it. This is so fucking bad, dude. I think I said it I think I was watching a movie with my kids. So I got five kids. All right, so did you just choke when I said I have five kids?
I couldn't hear you for a second.
Oh, all right. I had a little bit of feedback there. So yeah, I got five kids. So I got three older ones. There, I have two 18-year-olds and a 21-year-old. And then I got two younger ones, 14 and 6. So I forget what, but we all decided we were gonna watch a movie together, and I was like, it's time to Netflix and chill. And then my little ones were like, yeah, dad. And then my older ones are there dying laughing. I'm like, fuck, it's so funny. You know what I mean? I'm like, yo, I know you think I'm all. I said, I'm still not no chump, man. Like, you're not just going to laugh at me. You know what I mean? Like, you're not just going to laugh at me. I was like, what's so funny about that? We're chilling. And we're watching Netflix. What's wrong with that? And then they're like, you know what that means, dad? And I was like, I don't know. I think it's pretty self-explanatory, no? Like, it's Netflix and chill. How hard could that be to understand?
Right.
Boy, was I mistaken. And they told me. And I was like, oh, all right. Yeah, I guess that is funny.
So, yeah, right? That's funny,
Yeah, Netflix and chill. So then I'm starting to think, I'm like, yo, did anybody ever tell me to Netflix and chill with them? And I was like, nah, I don't want to watch Netflix. But no, nobody did. So I was good. Because then all of a sudden, that's when you start thinking. You're like, oh, my God. Did I pass something up? You know what I mean? Like, you're like, wait a second. And then, nah.
Right. Damn. See, they always say guys talk themselves out of it.
Yeah. And then I'm like, and then I went in a whole old man routine. I'm like, you guys are so lucky. You guys could just stream something. And then get it on.
Yeah.
That's right. I had to go to Blockbuster. I had to hope that the new releases were there. I had to get there. And then 3 days later, I had to bring it back or I had to pay extra money.
Right. And let's not even talk about the days when you had to rewind stuff. Oh, my God.
Be kind. Please rewind. So yeah, I want to before I get off track completely, because I want to go off of something that you just said about, don't let you hear my music unless I want an honest opinion, because you keep it real. All right. So we're going to talk about, I want everybody to know that you are the main force behind the name change of the show. And,
thank you.
That's right. And how that happened is, I found you on Twitter, and I hit you up to be on the show. You were very gracious. Spoke a little bit. You're like, yeah, I told you the show. I told you the name of the show, the original name of the show, and you were like, that's whack. I hate that name. That's whack. And then, yeah.
I did say that, though.
Yeah, you did. Yep, yo, that's whack. And I was like, oh, okay. And I was like, So then I was like, oh, I'm trying to explain it and defend it. And I mean, I will tell you this. I had some people that really, really liked it and thought it was clever. But most of the people that did were people that know me personally, know my sense of humor, things like that. You know what I mean? But I had also had people who did not like it. And I even had, I had some people, you were at least nice enough and real enough to let me know. But some people, man, like I came close to getting some, pretty interested people. And then they heard the name of the show and they just stopped responding and shit.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, yo. Like, it's a joke, man.
Yeah,
like,
you know, people, they don't want to make you feel bad because also it's your show. You know what I mean? Yeah. And you didn't ask. You know what I mean? But
yeah. But you don't. But I appreciate that. Like, I didn't get mad when you told, you know what I mean? Like, when you told me.
No, you didn't. I appreciated that, too, because I also knew I was like, I mean, look, you know, I said, look, it's your show. It's not mine. And I'm just telling you what I think, you know. Because, you know, because, look, you got to do what works for you, you know. And nobody really knows best what, except for you. But I appreciated that you listened to me. So thank you.
Yeah, no, thank you. You
told
me
it's working, so.
Yeah, you got me because you told me I had a good name. That's what it was. I was like, you know what?
You do have a good name. That's why I said Luke. Like, I just like saying your name, Luca Petta. It sounds nice. It sounds like acapella. Luca Petta. Luca Petta.
That's so right. Yeah.
Like, that sounds like the name of something that's already on, like that would be like a hit. It sounds like a hit.
Right.
So it sounds like it would be successful.
Are you listening out there? It sounds like something that would be successful. So, but, yeah, man.
I like it. I don't mind promoting myself being on the Luke Capetta show because I like that. I just like your name. It's a good name.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And so, I will say this.
To your mom and dad.
Thank you. I am named after my, another reason, I am named after my father's father, my grandpa Lou. Long past, but and my youngest son is also Louis Capetta, so he's I'm keeping the tradition going, and it is an important name. That's right. And I will say this: I didn't realize this until my mom pointed out to me that it also is a it's also another inside joke for people that know me, because I think I'm a comedian a little bit, you know what I mean? Like, not professionally by trade, but thank you. You know what I mean? I'm not really funny. I'm a wise ass is what I am. You know what I mean?
No, like, me too.
Right.
Exactly.
So, you know, I get together. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, all of my family functions and everything else like that. And I would walk in and I'd be like, oh, time for the Luca Petta show. So,
it makes perfect sense.
So it works. So I appreciate I appreciate it. I really do. And thank you much, man. And I really honestly like if you have you're the show business. You're the show business gal. If you know if you have I'm open to suggestions. I'm open to criticism. I have very, very thick skin. Believe me, I could take a lot. So,
well, yeah, you didn't get that job in the union, being whatever they call it.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. You're right about that. You are right about that. You have no idea. Oh man. Well, I'm sure you do have an idea, but yeah. So,
but, you know, I do work. I work with the Teamsters and stuff. So, you know, I've learned a little bit from them.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah, Teamsters. They're all through the
I love the Teamsters.
Actors Guild. They're all part of. They're all over, right? Stagehands and all that stuff, right?
Yeah, everybody.
Yeah.
The drivers, the stagehands, yeah, electricians, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, carpenters, because I know, like, I'm at my union for my day job is out of the, we're New York and New Jersey, but we're out of the New York City District Council of Carpenters, and we have carpeners that work on sets and stuff, because, you know, you've done it. There's a lot of stuff films in New York. So,
yeah.
So you go out to LA and stuff a lot too to film, or you mostly stay East Coast?
No, I stay mostly on the East Coast, but you know, I'll go anywhere if they want to pay me.
Yeah. Fuck you, pay me. Yeah. The West Coast is nice, but it's too, I don't know. So some of the shit is too much out there. I've been out there a couple times, but you know, not for anything good. Just. Nobody paid me. I paid them to go out there. Actually, like I was. So, what's next for you? What are you working on now?
I've just been mostly doing commercials and stuff like that. So, but yeah. I'll keep you posted when I have something good. I'll come back on the show to promote.
Yeah, hell, even if you don't have, you know. Come back whenever, man. Like, seriously.
Yeah, we can just kick it.
Yeah, you can, especially if you hear something, you definitely come on if you hear I do something whack and let me know. Yo, you know what? Maybe, you know what? Make a good show. Maybe I'm going to tell you this. So this was before Jay-Z's The Blueprint 3, like by 3 years. My album was called Garden State of Mind, and I put it out. I burned my own discs. I know my brother's got some still. I'm gonna have you hear it, and then we'll do a show where you just rip me apart on my album.
Okay.
All right. That'd be
okay,
good.
We'll do that.
All right.
That would be
so
funny.
that's gonna be good. And then yeah, that'll be good. Yo, maybe I'll I'm actually gonna start. This is, I mean, I haven't really announced this yet, so this is big. I saved it for this episode. I'm gonna start trying to do like some like on location stuff too. So I may
great.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to do some stuff in New York. Maybe a spot in like Hoboken. Like I know a couple people, and then but yeah, maybe I'll do something down in Philly. You know what I mean? And you come
good.
On. You can be my ambassador.
Either in New York or Philly. You let me know.
All right, cool.
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you. Once again, everybody, Jennifer Lane Park.
Yeah, and tell them where to follow me on Twitter.
Jennifer,
at
yeah.
JLP is JLP is JLP. That's where you can find me.
That's
on
it.
Twitter.
At JLP is JLP is JLP. Maybe Big Daddy Kane will see that, and he'll start following you. He didn't start following me, but not yet, but maybe, you know. Maybe you throw a good word in there for me or something. You know what I mean? No pressure. But I'm just saying. You know.
Okay.
Yeah, man. Are you only on Twitter? Or are you on Instagram too?
I forget. I don't remember what. But my Instagram is Cartoons That Curse Crime Cartel LLC. They're not gonna remember that.
Yeah, cartoon. Okay. All right. I didn't know. Are you commercials? Just look for her. She's out there. Look on The Sopranos.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? If you're listening and you need an actress, hit her up. You know what I mean? If you have a new podcast and you want somebody to shoot you down and tell you how fucking awful it is, hit her up. You know what I mean? It's going to benefit you. Trust me.
I told you I wouldn't be on the show unless you changed the name.
You did.
I did
actually change it. I will say this. I did. I'm telling you this. Like, I had already thought about it because I had seen that. And then when you said it, but I, you know, give you the credit. That also, too, like, I mean, if you feel like I changed the name so you would come on, I mean, you kind of got to come on then, right?
Yeah, I had to.
Yeah.
You so, got to do it then.
There you go. That's the type
bad manners,
we have.
Not to.
Exactly. We're all about good manners here and keeping it real.
Exactly.
So.
Okay, sweetie. Well, thank you for having me on. It was fun. I like talking with everybody.
Yeah, thank you so much once again. And I'll talk to you soon. Stay in touch.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Bye.
All right. You have been listening to the sounds of the Luca Petta Show. Once again, thanks for listening. And check us out on iTunes, Google Play, Spreaker.com, YouTube, SoundCloud, Podbean, and Stitcher. New episodes every week. Once again, thanks for listening. Peace.